Good morning, the Exotic Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Hey, it's Alison here. I spoke with someone, maybe you, yesterday about a little crested pigeon.
Okay, it must be one of the other nurses, yes?
Yeah, maybe. So it's a crested pigeon. I'm a wildlife carer, and he's actually a roaming pet. So he's wild, but he's sort of a very special crested pigeon because he was humanized.
Oh, okay.
So he's got something wrong. Hannah Gallagher looked at him yesterday and she can't work out what it is. And she suggested bringing him to you guys. I don't want a freebie. I want to make an appointment if possible.
Oh, okay.
With Dr. Brock, maybe?
Oh, okay, certainly. He doesn't have any available appointments until, let me just double check here. It won't be until next week that he's got an available appointment, unfortunately.
Oh, another vet, Vanessa or someone?
Vanessa's away. She's off for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And hence why we're so fully booked, because we've only got the one vet
coming
at a time.
Yeah,
Dr. Brock's next available appointment wouldn't be until 11 o'clock.
Next week?
Tuesday, sorry, next week, yeah.
Tuesday. Do you think it's urgent? He's bright and alert and eating, but he seems to have something wrong with one of his legs where if he tries to scratch himself or something, he falls over on that side.
Mm-hmm.
They said yesterday just bring him, drop and, you know, bring him in and leave him, triage him.
That's what we've got here on file, just as a drop-off for the crested pigeon.
Yeah.
For a workup. That's what we've got here. If we book an appointment with Brock, there would be a consultation charge.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't mind. He's pretty important, this little pigeon. He's,
He's so the next available appointment with Brock wouldn't be until 11 o'clock on Tuesday.
Yeah, can I make that? And if I get worried, can I bring him in, triage him? And I just still don't mind paying for a consult. That's fine if he has to get triaged. I just think the stress levels, if I drop him, might be too high.
Okay, well, I can make up a file for you. Will it be in your name?
Yes, it would be, yeah.
Yep, and sorry, I didn't catch your first name.
Alison, Alison.
And your surname, Alison?
Jones, Jones.
And you're with Wildlife Rescue Queensland, are you?
Yeah, I am, yeah. Hannah's had a look at him, and there's nothing obvious to her. We're thinking maybe a swollen organ or he's injured his leg or something. But he's putting weight on it. Like, in every other way, he's quite alert. He's just not eating much, and he's very sleepy.
Yeah, okay. Like, ideally, it's probably good if he's not eating much and he's sleepy. Good to get him assessed sooner, but
I'm down that way for a rescue. Will I bring him in, do you think?
But you can definitely drop him off, and Dr. Brock will have a look in between. He's got a fully booked up day and surgeries on today, but he can have a look in between.
Yeah,
so
all right.
That's all I can offer for you today.
Yeah, let's do that. And then if he hasn't seen him by, say, 1 or something, I'll pick him back up again and we could do the same tomorrow or something. So he's not stressing. You haven't got him overnight kind of thing.
Yeah,
to care
okay.
for. How does that sound?
No, that's okay. Well, I'll leave it as just a wildlife drop-off, but obviously we know what the situation is.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
I so appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay,
thanks
then.
For that.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.